You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. There it is.
See, I ain't done it in so many weeks that I forgot how to do this.
I gotta let the beat drop.
I almost forgot to put it in the Serato.
Man, see, look, you gotta. Stop leaving us.
I was gonna say, when you be gone, you can get forgotten.
You went out for milk, and I was like, you know, where B Scott at? He's supposed to be coming back with that milk.
It happens, man. But I did have the other obligations. I was either doing the show, like the afternoon show. So
morning show one of those days, too.
The morning show. So, like, I would just say, everybody show up to work so I can show up to work, too. How about that? How about we just do that?
Nah, we love your versatility and being able to be all over the Sports Radio 610 brand, man.
Yeah, man. So I have not had a chance. I didn't get to show up Wednesday with my normal hit on the drive. So this is my first time to actually react to what we saw over the weekend with the Texans and the Panthers, and obviously they had joint practices before that. And I'm actually interested of why Lopez is calling me Laramie Tunsil for not showing up at practice, because part of my B. Scott's thoughts today is lamenting the fact that I lean too much into practice. I right now want to practice less.
I meant here.
Oh, you meant here. I thought you meant going to the practices.
You didn't mess with us until it got to the last preseason game.
I got you.
Now it's getting real.
I thought you meant because the reality
No, you're out there a lot.
Well, this
so
is
this
a little,
the dress rehearsal.
This is a little inside baseball, but for all of the practices that I have been to this season, this training camp season, I will say this is still the fewest amount of training camp practices that I've been to since outside from the COVID year.
Yeah.
Other than that, this is the fewest practices that I've been to. And even still, even with that, I thought going into that Saturday game, and more so on that Friday show with Clint that I did, part of the reason why I didn't show up here to work was, and this is a regret of mine, I leaned too much into what I had seen at the most recent practice, at that joint practice. Mm-hmm. And my thought at the time was, man, Blake Fisher, I know he's a second round pick, and I know he's going to make this team. But if we're just talking about what we're seeing out there, dude should be fighting for a roster spot. That's how I felt going into the game. I'll be damned if Blake Fisher didn't go out there and play his tail off and look every bit the part of second-round pick, of swing tackle, which it looks like that could be his position, of somebody that definitely belongs on the team. Like, my take on last Friday, was that he should be fighting with Austin Deculus for a spot on the team. By the end of the game—
Spicy.
But I truly felt, I wasn't trying to give you a hot take.
I hear you.
I believed that wholeheartedly when I said it. By the end of the game, I felt like I owed the man an apology because it seemed very ridiculous. So I want to take the first part of B. Scott's thoughts to offer Blake Fisher a sincere apology for leaning a little bit too much into what I was seeing at practice.
Lopez, you want to hop on that apology?
Now watch him get traded.
He might.
So that's a no.
Yeah. He might, but you know who ain't getting traded?
Yeah.
Austin Deculus.
Yeah, no.
Because ain't nobody trading nothing for that. No disrespect to Austin Deculus from the crib, Cypress, and all of that, but ain't nobody doing that.
Yeah.
So we're talking about different things here. Maybe I leaned a little bit too much into what I was seeing at practice and, you know, some bravado there and wanting to have an interesting take.
Mm-hmm.
Along those lines, I also thought that aside from Joe Mixon, let's just put Joe Mixon aside. We ain't seen him anyway.
He is aside right
let's
now.
Let's put him aside in this conversation. I thought, for the most part, the running back room, that any of them could make the team and any of them could not.
Yeah.
So, like, I didn't have a running back that I was like was a lock to make the team. And nobody that I thought was a lock to get cut. I thought it was just a kind of a free-for-all.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that, and Clint kind of barked a little bit and said, you know, you don't think Nick Chubb is a lock to make the team? I was like, I understand who Nick Chubb is. We don't have to explain that. But based off of what we're seeing at practice, no, I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't think any of these cats are a lock to make the team.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be damned if Nick Chubb didn't go out there and look like some facsimile of Nick. He didn't look like Nick Chubb of old. But you definitely could watch that game, watch them push the pile, watch him be difficult to tackle. If you need 3 yards, you need 4 yards, you could see him being a reliable option for that.
Mm-hmm.
And why it is that a team that is trying to rebrand itself a little bit as a more of a physical football team, a team that wants to run the football more effectively to kind of set up some of its passing game, you could see why that team would rather have, especially one that's struggling at running back,
sure,
right?
Sure.
Just kind of to this point. You can see why they would want somebody that they view as reliable as Nick Chubb. So I think I owe Nick Chubb an apology for assuming or thinking that he wasn't a lock to make the team. He Nick Chubb, he making the team.
Mm-hmm.
So those were two thoughts. Like by the end of the game, by the time we were done with the game, I was like, ooh, those are two takes that age like milk.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's right. Did I also get off my mea culpa on Nick Chubb? Have I done that appropriately?
I think it roundabout way.
Okay.
I think you did that right, Monday. You gave him his flowers a little bit.
Because I was like, I definitely was in that space. I mean, I know that Cody Stoots was real big on this because I remember, you know, having conversation with him at practice. And I was like, yeah, I'm kind of with you, dog. Like, I'm not certain that we are going to get a level of Nick Chubb that people were kind of trying to set themselves up for.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely workable.
Yeah.
Like, without having to, you know, litigate how much, what percentage, it's definitely workable from what we've seen. So, I again, mea culpa on my part.
And for me, the lesson learned was take, not to go too Allen Iverson on you, but the great philosopher Allen Iverson did once say, practice?
Yeah.
We talking about, not a game, mm-hmm. not a game, but practice. And look, he was probably out of pocket for what was going on there and why he was saying that. But there is something to consider as observers, as media, to think about it for what it is. Like, just because you're seeing this in practice, we understand this, right? There are some guys that show up in practice that don't show up in the game. Mm-hmm. There are some guys that don't show up in practice that do show up in the game.
Gamers.
And it's hard to necessarily know, even from year to year. Like, maybe that guy was one way before and he's different now, right? So not to lean too much into practice. I think part of me was a little bit self-conscious about not going to as many practices.
Right.
And so I wanted to glean as much as I could from what I did view to be up until this point, or up to that point, I should say, their most valuable practice, because it was against another team. So I was like, hey, you can gather more from this practice than any of the ones that I've mm-hmm. been to or any of the ones that I've missed. This is the practice to be at, and I'm here, and this is what I'm seeing. And I think I leaned a little bit too much into that, so I think I learned a lesson.
I also think there's a part of that, and obviously I can appreciate what you're saying, because and what Reggie was saying, you know, about kind of falling on the sword a little bit. But at the same time, D'Amico Ryans has consistently said it's not about one thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just about – it's the – he kind of gave Blake Fisher that, and I've talked about it a couple times, that kind of backhanded compliment, you know, still saying he needs to be more consistent. So maybe, you know, it's still not – the story isn't written on some of these guys.
Yeah.
I think Nick Chubb for sure, but maybe Blake Fisher, maybe some of the other – Woody Marks flashed.
Yes.
In the game.
Which I've always been high on him.
And he's consistently flashed, I think, to that.
That's exactly
that
what I'm talking about. You know, like Woody Marks has shown a few things, not like he did in the game, but a few things in practice. And I think that is more important to the coaching staff and D'Amico Ryans than Blake Fisher's one game.
And a credit to them, because when you have a more holistic look, and if you'll allow me to get analytical nerdy, mm-hmm. if you have a data set, the more information that you put in that data set, the more that you avoid, you know, falling for the okie doke or not having or like having some inaccurate data or maybe like a particular spike skew your results. That's where you got to give them credit for operating. But that's also kind of the mm-hmm. difficulty of doing what we do, where we ain't really gotten much to see from. And then the times where we get to see them. I mean, because it works the other way, even with us that we're out there every day.
Yeah.
You see it a whole bunch and you're like, okay, this is what I'm seeing. This is what I can lean off of. But they're like, no, we're still going to work off of an even bigger data set than that. So kudos to them. And obviously, this is how you build a team. And I think the thing that whether with the individuals, whether it's individually Blake Fisher, individually Nick Chubb, Woody Marks, whoever you want to point to on the individual scale, I think the thing that you can keep coming back to is they've built a really good roster that should be able to allow them to go and put their best foot forward this year. I have gleaned that from camp thus far.
Yeah, and before we get out, I do want to give two other offensive linemen their flowers since I haven't had a chance to do this
yet. You got it, brother.
Center Jake Andrews.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right guard Ed Ingram. They were moving people. They were moving themselves like next level, like blocking at the next level, point of attack. Like those are two guys who I don't think we knew exactly what to expect, and we were probably even skeptical of Ed Ingram because of his but rightfully so. Like his receipts said to be skeptical.
Yeah.
But from just this one preseason game, I think that they deserve their flowers. They played excellent in that game.
I got about three or four more weeks before I have to go to Nick Cassero himself and be like, my bad, dog. my bad, dog. I wasn't familiar with your game. My bad, brother.
But to the point, though, like if it's going to look like that, let's roll. Yeah. Like we can do this, like this version of Ed Ingram. If he plays the way he did, albeit against the Panthers, albeit preseason, if he looks like that, gives you that kind of effort, I'm with him and Jake Andrews, center and the right guard. I'm with it.
All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That's B. Scott's thoughts. Don't worry. He's hanging around for another segment because let's get into what's popping, including, are you actually torn up about this particular player being off the market in the NFL? We'll talk about it next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.